You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Early in the week, I managed to get in touch with architect Julie Stout, who has just recently been announced as the 2021 New Zealand Institute of Architects Gold Medalist. This is really exciting news. The award is a big deal in the architecture world. It's the highest honour for architecture in Aotearoa and recognises architects for their life's work and contribution to the advancement of architecture in New Zealand. Julie is not only an architect, she is also an educator and an activist. She is a teacher here at the University of Auckland. And this is probably the coolest part, she is the first ever woman to receive the award, which I think has been running since about 1999. She has had a fascinating life, dedicated to her profession in the city of Tamaki Makaurau, where we are based. Here we are now speaking about life as an architect, her activism work within Tamaki Makaurau, and her hope for the future of architecture in Aotearoa.
So first of all, congratulations on your very well-deserved award. It's lovely to have you on the show. Can I begin by asking what it is that drew you to architecture as a profession in the first instance?
I think I was always interested in spaces. I was very aware of the quality of spaces in different homes, the light, how some places felt very nurturing and comfortable, and other places you could go to just didn't. And why was that? You know, was it the quality of light, the size of the room? And I grew up in Palmerston North, so it was a fairly narrow band of what I was experiencing, I admit. But as I got older and became more aware of public buildings and how some public buildings really excite you and give you, just change the way you feel about things. So that's what got me interested in architecture. Plus the fact that when you study it, you have all these wonderful, well, in my day, wonderful books with fantastic pictures and drawings and not many words.
Yeah.
And I really like that.
I was going to ask, it's very much a drawing-based profession. Mm. Have you always been drawing? Is that something you've always done?
Yes, I love drawing. My father drew and, yeah, always been comfortable with a pencil and loved the way that you can think with a pencil. Think through a problem and create something, but also too, how other people see the world comes to you through those images.
What do you consider your role to be as an architect in each project you undertake? Both, I guess, if you could speak to your relationship to clients, but also the wider cityscape that you're designing for.
First and foremost, someone who observes and listens and talks to people and as to what they think about. Be how they want to live in their own personal sense and what their hopes are and how they want to live, where they feel comfortable. And on an urban sense, understanding the city and watching people, how they live in a city and how that could be improved. So you start from that as a basis of observation and listening, and then you start the discussion. And it becomes a more active involvement after that and evolve, you know, towards a conceptual design and then, hey presto.
The award has recognised you for your work also beyond design. Can you speak a little to the urban activism you've done in shaping and, I guess, protecting the cityscape of Auckland?
Yes, I'm very honoured to receive this award and because it's for a lifetime achievement of not only architecture but also for activism in the city, and I haven't been alone in this, so I'm very much aware that there's been a small group of people who have also contributed to this, and that's questioning the quality of the city that we live in, particularly Auckland and its waterfront and the inner city in my case, and how we can do better. How we can make better quality places for all people to live in. I think we're a young city and we started off quite urban when you look at the early pictures, photos of it, but we lost our way along the way, particularly with the introduction of the motorway and the car into our city. And now we're starting to grow up as a city with more people living in the inner city itself. And how do we make the city a place for people to live in that's a really nice place to be in, that has an ecological environment, that there's parks, there's trees, as well as places for people to work and go to school. You know, so it's a whole organism, really. The city is an organism, but how do we make one that really functions well for the future too?
Also recognised in this award is your role teaching at the university.
Yes.
I'd just like to ask finally what your hope is for the students who are under your guidance, who will be the next generation to design within Auckland and beyond, I imagine. What is your hope for them in their careers?
I feel really positive because of students working in urbanism and architecture now, because we're just starting to really explore what it can be, and there's so many opportunities here in Auckland to understand the city and develop places. For instance, I've just been talking to my studio students about Aotea Precinct and Quarter. I mean, I went through there the other day and it's just dire, the lack of people in there. So we're going to do a project on how to reactivate that area, how to create places for the discussion of the city, for people to be involved in the city. And so how teaching the students how they can be part of that debate and steer that discussion. But the thing is to learn to understand your city and to be involved in it and to be part of those discussions, because there's no set answer. There's no, this is the way you should do things. It's us evolving how to learn to live in our city here. Each city's different. And that's the really exciting thing about being in Tamaki Makaurau. It's such a diverse city now. So how do you engage all those different cultures that are now part of the city? They all come with completely different perceptions. Some of them come from very urbane cities, very intensive cities. And they've got a whole different way, which has been terrific because you get so many more people living in the city. Yeah, so how do we make it a place for all?
That was Julie Stout, New Zealand Institute of Architects Gold Medalist, speaking to me about her life and work and hopes for the future of architecture in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.